I love it when you can go into a shop and say to the butcher, you see that leg of lamb there? That'd be just absolutely lovely. Will you take all the meat off the bone and dice it for me? And he is totally relaxed about it and completely lovely. And you have this feeling that this butcher has got an opportunity to practice his skills for one person, you know, as opposed to getting meat ready for loads and loads of people. And you feel that you're getting a personal service. And the meat will go into the casserole dish when I get home, personalized by a particular individual who has done that job. I just love that. It just feels like as if it's a completely different experience than if you go in, you buy a packaged piece of meat. Now, excuse me now, I'm actually at the ice cream place here. I have a few people, well, in fact, there won't be many coming over this evening. And it could be anything from one person, a South African, to nobody, or it could be several people. You never know. We're having a tweet meet, M-E-A-T, in my house. But to be honest, I got the idea of having it at really short notice. So I'm quite happy that the tweet meet might even occur on Google Hangouts. Yes, a tweet meet, M-E-A-T, on Google Hangout. Who knows, you know? The thing about Google Hangout is that you can actually, you know, to reach out to people, and you never know who might turn up. So I'm now looking at the vegetable oil and trying to decide between different vegetable oils. And I don't usually have anything to do with vegetable oil. I usually use olive oil for everything. But I wish I knew. 100% rapeseed oil, that sounds like it would be good. So I'm going to go for rapeseed oil. And take it from there. You can't go wrong, can you, really? And if you do go wrong, sure, it isn't the most expensive product in the world. So yeah, rapeseed oil in the bag. No, I'm not buying corn oil. Should I be buying corn oil? I'm a total olive oil person, you know. There was a time when I used to collect bottles of the most obscure olive oil that I could find. And anyone who went to Europe, I asked them if they'd mind bringing me back a small little bottle of the most rare, often the most expensive olive oil that they could find, because I like that a lot. And there's a wonderful book by a man who inherited a bit of land with some olive trees on it somewhere down the south of France, and he was American, and he became interested in olives, and he then travels around the Mediterranean looking at the different ways people make olive oil in the traditional manner. So anyway, I've bought that, and I now have to buy some almonds. That's right, yes. What have I got here? I've got some almonds to get. I've got to get some ground almonds. So I'm here looking at the Schwarz packaging and thinking to myself, I really can't remember which part of the shop you can buy this sort of thing in, but I'm one of these people who goes around looking to be helped. I actually go up to members of staff and ask them, Brazilian black peppercorns. Interesting. Brazilian black peppercorns. That's just any old black peppercorns. Okay, I need help now because I see nutmeg, but I don't see almonds. So I think I should be really at the home cooking area. So I think I'll go off in search of that. I'll see you later. I've come now to the home baking area. I seem to be surrounded by baking powder and lemon meringue crunch, but I actually see ground almonds here. I love almonds. It seems an awful shame to grind them. Anyway, so what are the best value in ground almonds? Right, well, I'm going to go for the own brand ground almonds, I think, rather than going for any other kind of ground almonds. They seem to be offering 200 grams for $1.99 and 100 grams for $1.79. Well, that seems like a kind of a no-brainer. better buy the larger quantity and eat more ground almonds in my life, really. Seems silly not to do that. What on earth am I going to use ground almonds for? I know, baking cakes. Anyway, in this particular case, it's a recipe that involves lamb. So the only thing I'm left with now is black onion seeds. That means I have to go back to where I was before. And just as I turned to go back to where I was before, I got caught for an impulse purchase. I did not come in here to buy sun-made raisins, but I'm going out with a packet of sun-made raisins, isn't it? That's how they get you, isn't it? They get you on the impulse purchases when you haven't got a list that you stick to ruthlessly. Now I'm going back here to try to find where I was. And I've been so busy talking to you that I actually forgot my way around the shop. But I see the supermarket as its own brand of olive oil. Right, here we are. I'll see you later. This is crazy. I mean, black onion seeds are such a rare thing. I'm quite sure there's no point in my looking for them in a place like this. I need to go to the customer service desk and get them to consult their computer and tell me whether they actually have it in stock at all, and then go to where they have it. Because otherwise I could be faffing around here and I'll fall prey to an impulse purchase. I mean, I'll end up buying, you know, Roundtree's Randoms packet of sweets or something, or I'll end up buying Doritos, you know, chili heat wave. Oh, I do actually like Doritos, I have to admit. So get me away from here and get me in the direction of the customer service, I think. Well, I got past there and I got away. I see that pineapples are $1.69, and I'm heading in a beeline for the customer service before I get caught. You know, anywhere you look in here, the products would kind of grab you and say, hey, buy me, buy me. But the good thing was that the butcher had got the meat ready, so... Oh my God, I see the Evening Echo here in Cork says, flood victims, he's out. Residents want straight answers. Here's what government ministers have been saying about helping flood victims. Now, this, I'm talking to you from right around the corner from some of the worst flood victims, you know, that there are. Yeah. I'm also looking at Bob Geldof in the front page of the Irish Examiner. Wonderful, wonderful photograph of him with arms outstretched. We've got 400 people going to swim in the river in Cork today, 2 kilometres in length. Wow, 3 women in bathing suits. Okay, get me to customer service. Get me to black onion seeds, and I bet you they don't have them. Well, now here's a story. I went expecting to speak to somebody at customer service who would look up on a computer and tell me that they probably didn't have it in stock. But instead I got diverted immediately away from the customer service desk to a real human being. And I got into a consultation with 2 people who were in charge of whatever section of the shop would have onion seeds if they did have them. But the guy said, hang on now, I'll go and Google a substitute. So he went off and he Googled me a substitute and he found me a supplier in Cork. I mean, I have no time to go looking for a supplier, but it was a very nice little thing to happen that, you know, you'd be taken off to the internet, they look it up and work out the pricing for it and everything like that. So anyway, here we are. That's it. I've done my shopping and I got my meat and everything, and I hope you're going to have a very nice weekend. Goodbye.